that make a bit of sense to you? Or?
No. Okay. My name is Torsten. What's your name?
Lyndon.
And you're the pastor of this church?
I'm the pastor of one of the congregations here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you want with me?
I'm just unsure about exactly what you're here to do.
I know you've been following me around. Why are you doing that?
I haven't been following you around. What I've done is, after you were unwilling to shake my hand, I was very puzzled by that. And so I just wanted to hear what you're saying to some of my brothers and sisters here. And also, you haven't been very clear about why you've come to the church. And that makes me feel quite nervous about what your intentions are. You could easily set my worries at rest if you're able to share about why you're here. But at the moment, I am concerned about what is your purpose in visiting here.
That's none of your business.
It's my business. Mm. All right. I've been entrusted with the care of this flock, and that includes a concern for who comes in here and tries to get alongside people. So, for example, I would be very uncomfortable if you came back after hearing of your attitude now.
What do you know? What's my attitude?
I'm telling me that it's none of my business what you're doing with the people who I'm caring for and who I have authority over. All right, that is a very concerning thing for me to hear you say. All right, that is not the response that most Christians would have if the pastor of the church asked them about it.
Why do you ask me that?
Why do I ask?
Do you ask people that question?
Where I have a concern, I ask.
Okay,
them.
Why do you have a concern?
I already said that to you. It's because I've noticed that you're unwilling to speak to me, but you're very willing to speak to people in my congregation.
When I met you, I saw in your eyes that your pupils widened when I spoke with you, and you had a firm way of looking. So I'm just wondering what sort of pre-information that.
I had no information at all. Okay. I think you're misreading me.
Well, I've met demonized pastors before. So when I see your eyes, I see this is somebody who is a controller and probably is affected demonically. That's what I see in your eyes.
Well, I'm afraid you're completely wrong about
that.
Okay,
why are you following me around? Why are you turning around?
Because I'm very concerned about your intentions for my people.
Okay, and what are your concerns with your intentions?
It's simply that you don't come across to me the way that Christians do.
Okay.
And it's nothing more and nothing less than that. But to me, that's a very significant thing.
You don't think that I'm a Christian?
No, I didn't say that. So don't put words into my mouth.
You said it.
I said you do not come across that way. That's why I've asked you.
I don't come across as a Christian?
No, I said you don't come across in the same way that most Christians do. Listen to me. Do not change what I'm saying to load it with some other meaning. All I've done is I've asked you why you've come here, and you've refused to answer me.
You don't ask other people that question.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm sorry, you're being extremely rude. To tell me that I don't ask that of other people, well, I do, you constantly. And in fact, it's a perfectly normal question to ask. As people come into the church, I say, oh, I've never met you before, what brings you here today?
You said you don't want me to come back, is that correct?
I do now, yes.
Okay, why?
Well, because I don't trust you. You've done nothing to allay my trust. In fact, you said that you suspect that I'm under some kind of demonic influence. I'll be blunt with you, I suspect that you're here to try and build links with people for purposes. I've no idea what. I don't have confidence in you.
And what sort of links?
Sorry? I've got no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not welcome here again, Torsten.
Okay, why not?
I've just told you, and if you won't listen to it, there's nothing much I can do about that.
Are you excommunicating me?
No, I'm just saying you are not welcome back into this church.
Okay, and what if I do?
I'll ask you to leave.
Okay, and what if I don't leave?
We can work through that. We've had to deal with that before. Mm-hmm. It's relatively easy to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can work it out.
Okay. No, don't tell me. What are you going to do?
I won't.
Okay.
All right. But I'm asking you not to come back.
Well, I'm coming back. And what are you going to do?
You have to wait and see then.
Okay. What are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to do it. Now, honestly, Torsten, do you really think that you're approaching this in a Christian way? You've been asked not to come back. What on earth? What possible good intentions would you have?
What are you going to do when I come back?
No. What possible good intentions would you have, Torsten, in coming back when you've been asked not to come here? You've been told that you are not welcome here.
I see the anger in your eyes.
Of course I'm angry. I'm here because I'm looking out for my congregation. I am angry when I see somebody aiming to disturb God.